The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees and asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of the many members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So on this Saturday morning, we hear the end of a battle of words that is going on for the last few days. It started, as I said, at the pool at Bethsaida, where Jesus had cured a man. He had done so on the Sabbath. And since then, the scribes and Pharisees are giving out about the character of Jesus. And who is he? And while some, as the scriptures suggest in the opening lines, recognize him as being the prophet calling people back to live their lives according to the commandments, or that he is the Christ, which is the anointed one of God, for still others, their question is, can someone like this, can the Christ come from Galilee? As I was preparing for the Mass today, I suppose I was mindful of the fact that as we gather for our Mass this morning, there are many people who have been knocked out of their normal routine because of the coronavirus and restrictions that are connected with it. We have people who were working in shops as hairdressers or barbers, as dentists, as in so many different professions, who now have to be at home because it's necessary. So many different people knocked out of their normal routine. And I know for some, their identity and our identity can be so much connected with what we do. But, and this is what the problem was for the scribes and Pharisees, they had recognized Jesus' value in himself, but were beginning to look at, well, where has he come from? Our true value in God's eyes is not connected with what address we're from, what country we were born in, or what we do as a profession. Our true value is that we comes from the fact that we are a son or daughter of God, and God loves us, wants to be close to us, cares for us, and will journey with us in these difficult days. So never be tempted to think that if I have to step away from work, my profession, a thing I am normally associated with in these days of coronavirus, for my own safety or to stay well. Don't forever be tempted to think that it in any way reduces our value. Our value comes because we are a son or daughter of God. Today, as we gather in this Mass, we ask the Lord to help us to be true to his word, to help us to stay close to him as we continue this journey of Lent, not to be distracted or diverted as the scribes and Pharisees tried to sideline Jesus. Lord, we love you. In this time of Lent and in these challenging days, help us to stay ever closer to you.